Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio at its best. Drama in the morning, drama in the evening, drama at supper time. Here we are. The ladies are wondering if I'm going to begin this hour of the DJV program with a song. And I think not, because I don't want to spoil them with the magic of my music. It's the DJV program. Yes, you figured that out. Doug Steffen with the voice. The ladies are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Happy to have everybody along with us to have the conversation, no matter what it is that we're talking about. You will pay attention, I'm sure, because you'll be excited to hear what their various points of view. I guess really kind of we ought to get an overview. What's new? What is there any more fallout for the election, either in New Jersey or the things, Jennifer, you've been following? Are we done with the election? Or is somebody
still
counting?
We finally have a governor in New Jersey, if that's
finally
what you're asking.
Yeah. After all this time. Good heavens.
Yep, by 35,000 votes, Governor Murphy.
It's crazy.
Got a second term.
Really?
Well,
how
yeah,
did the other guy ahead yesterday, right?
No, by the end of yesterday, Murphy was up by 16,000, and then they started opening ballots that had been nailed in or dropped off, and that usually favors Democrats, so he got up to a 35,000 lead. But
dropped
it's weird
off.
Because,
where did
I mean,
get
it's
dropped off from? What do you mean, drop,
drop boxes?
Or why weren't they there before? Why didn't they count
you
them?
You can drop off your ballot. Listen, you can drop off your ballot at a polling place. So you can do your ballot in advance, go into the polling place and drop it off, or you can vote at the machine while you're there. But anyway, so yeah, so it's over. But it's really bad because New Jersey, in terms of the turnout, was so complacent on the Democratic side. I mean, all of Hoboken didn't vote. Like, literally less than a third of where Hoboken is, which is usually a very active voting area, less than a third of the people voted this time. I think people just thought it was a re-election, and that was going to be... I don't think anyone... I think a lot of Democrats didn't take Cittorelli seriously. Or the
yeah,
threat
maybe,
of him.
But I also think there's a lot of things going on in New Jersey that weren't happening. It wasn't happening the last time around, right? I mean, there's economic issues. There's the issues of the mandates. The governor was caught on video a couple weeks ago by Project Veritas, one of his staffers, saying that the mandates are coming after he wins re-election, and so I think when you mix kind of all the stuff going on with COVID and the economy, that causes lack of enthusiasm, not because people think they don't have to go because they take the opposition, they're not taking them seriously. Maybe they don't want to go because they're not happy. There are many people who sometimes feel disenfranchised by both candidates and they just don't vote. And so maybe that's because of some of the stuff going around. I think it's not surprising to see Phil Murphy pull this off. I think most people thought that he would. I think the story is that
that's
it was
what I'm
so
saying.
Close.
I know people who would have voted for him. I know people who would have voted for him who just didn't because they're like, oh, he'll win. I don't have time or whatever.
Well, so from what I hear, but as far as, Republican votes in the state, I mean, there was a truck driver who I think spent $153 on his campaign that's, on the path to upset the Democrat who's in charge of the Senate. There are Republicans that took over many seats in the state of New Jersey. So maybe, I mean, it could be a turnout issue. That's always that's always something that's at play. But I think there's also probably some messaging that has to be taken a look at. This is what I think is kind of funny is, and Republicans do it too, but Democrats kind of took a shellacking this week. And instead of saying, I mean, if I were Nancy Pelosi, I would say we're separating those two bills, the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better reconciliation bill, and we're passing infrastructure so we can get a win so we can change the narrative. But they're not saying that at all. Everybody's just doubling down and accelerating, and I don't understand how, I just don't know who does the messaging. I don't know who tries to figure out what's appropriate for people, but it seems like everybody's just in the party, in the Democrat Party, hitting their own sides. The moderates and the progressives are just hitting that accelerator button and blaming each other instead of saying, okay, the way we can change the narrative over a pretty bad week for us is by doing something that is good. And we have bipartisan support with infrastructure, even going to get Republicans cheering this on. Why wouldn't we separate these two bills? And they're not doing it. No one's even talking about it. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. All right, so that takes care of all of those bits and pieces, any leftover hanging pieces of Chad, if you were. There are a lot of things to focus on. I was going to say, the foci, because they're plural of focus is foci, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a word for sure.
The immunocompromised folks in our country and elsewhere may need extra COVID-19 vaccine shots. So the definition I think we all get, if your immune system doesn't work and you've already had three shots, there are people saying maybe you need a fourth shot. Depends on how bad your immune system is.
I got news for you. This
is
not stopping. Everybody's going to need a third shot, a fourth shot, a fifth shot. This is here for a while. So, immunocompromised or not, get ready, because that's just what's happening.
The Pentagon has raised the estimate of China's nuclear expansion, China accelerating the expansion of its nuclear stockpile. So what are they doing with it, and how much do we have to worry about it, or is this just more, is there a surprise here? I think China is very bellicose and wants to have everybody think they're the biggest, toughest guys on the block, even though they're shorter than most people. That's probably a racist statement, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, when I see that, I just think to myself, how are we better by knowing this? Is this something that helps us to...
Well, you would hope the government knows it so that they can try to figure out how to combat it.
How do we combat it? What do we do? Just make more? We make more.
You're watching them?
Right. I mean, obviously knowing what they have is important. But again, it's... The generals, two of the different generals, Milley and Saeed, both said that, we know it, but it's still not a threat in terms of what the United States could do. I don't think it could ever get to that point.
And then,
except for their supersonic missiles, what do they call hypersonic missiles that we don't have a defense for.
But I thought we got rid of all of, there was a treaty back how many years ago? I see we have 5,500 nuclear warheads. The Russians have 6,200 warheads. The Chinese have thousands of them as well, maybe 2,000-3,000. It takes five of them to destroy the world. So why have we spent the money to build 5,000-6,000? The Russians, the same thing. The Russians are broke, and yet they're making all of these. Or did they never get rid of the weapons that were supposed to be destroyed after all of the Stockholm agreements and the agreements that we had up in Reykjavik and wherever else we got together with, especially the Russians. So where'd all these? So we got rid of the ones we had then. This is good for the military-industrial complex. And now we made more. For what purpose? We're bigger and tougher than you are. Do you know how many times all those nuclear weapons would destroy the planet? It would probably, if we exploded them all, knock it off its axis, and we'd crash into the sun, for God's sakes. It's asinine when you get right down to it. And yet, here we are.
What scares me even more than that is like the threat. Did we talk like the EMPs and the stuff where they can knock out power grids? To me, that is far more devastating without blowing up the planet than... That's the kind of stuff.
We're China's biggest customer. Why do they want to kill their customer? It doesn't.
That doesn't make any sense. Thank you. That's also, even if we.
That is true.
That makes me a lot less worried.
They also want our land, though. That's the thing, is they've been caught on many videos talking about how they want to colonize the United States. So we'd still be their biggest customer, but it would be paid directly to them, not through our. Exactly. And that's the scary part.
Hmm. But can they really? If we tighten down, here
Look
we go
at how
back
addicted to
immigration.
China we already are.
Yeah. And then the immigration problems that we have, you know, everybody focuses on the southern border and the people coming up from Central America and South America, but nobody seems to pay a whole lot of attention at all the illegal Asians, mostly Chinese, but there's some Vietnamese that are coming here illegally still when they don't have to, because there are plenty of government programs that are here that enhance the Vietnamese natives, makes their achievement of citizenship a lot easier. That's a throwback to the Vietnamese War. So what the hell are we doing here? And do we even think about it? And is it just a guy on the right says, yeah, we got to make ourselves more powerful. We got to have more, spend more than $700 billion on waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, and, oh, yeah, a few missiles and ships. And then the guys on the left say, oh, no, we got to cut. It's like the police. We're going to cut the budget. We don't need a defense budget like this because of what you just said. It's all going to be, the future wars are all going to be with technology. So what do we know? How do we know what's right, what's true? Most of this stuff is political. Most of it is for the political advantage because people who are on the right say, yeah, we got to be tough. Okay, so define that. And the people on the left say, oh, we spent too much money on the military. Do you realize how crazy all of this is? It is sheer craziness. And yet we think, because we are such fear-based thinkers, you know, we're pretty, I don't know if tough is the right word. We used to be a pretty well-educated bunch, and we used to be able to think for ourselves. But I don't see a lot of, I see the people who listen to guys like Bongino on the radio, it's like drinking the Kool-Aid, and then, you know, or Tucker Carlson, and then on the other side, who's a good example on the other side? I suppose, what's the lady's name that's on MSNBC?
Reed?
No, who's on?
Reed is huge. Mika Brzezinski. You've got Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, and what's gained by all of it? Nothing.
Rachel Maddow is probably who you're
Rachel, who's
about.
I was thinking of, yeah. The how do we sleep at night? Do we not, if you're smart, you don't watch any of that or listen to any of it, and then you sleep pretty well. Now, are you in oblivion? No. Do you make your voice, is the only way to make your voices heard, go make bad choices at the box office? Let's look around. Were the choices great in Virginia? No. Choices great in New Jersey? No. Choices great in California? No.
I actually disagree. I have been happy with how Governor Murphy has been doing things. It's a complicated state to be in charge of, for sure.
And I loved voting for Larry Elder in California. Yeah. That was great.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying. 18 after this, the DJV program for Thursday, November the 4th. We get it. It's your business, and you want to be involved in all the decisions, especially who you hire. And you need to have Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it so easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you get right away a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description. When you sponsor a job, info comes right away. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. CollagenPros.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at TopLaws.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at TopLaws.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program with said hosts Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. And Jay is going to give us the lowdown on some of the trending items that have been followed by folks on social media everywhere, including the passing of a fairly famous singer and band member after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One of the best known songs from the Gap Band, founding member Ronnie Wilson has left the studio and a few other things. So what do we know about Ronnie Wilson? For some reason or other, I think of Prince when I hear him, and I don't know why. Is there a similarity at all in the music, in his approach to life? Yes, no, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. R&B, nice beat. I mean, I don't know how anybody could not be moving right now. shaking those shoulders, giving a little shimmy.
Shake your booty. Okay, so this fellow is 73 and he's gonzo, right?
Pretty young, yeah. His wife announced on social media of his passing. He had had a stroke and was put into a semi-coma about a week ago, so dying of complications of that. And it's just sad. He was pretty young. 73 is a little bit too young.
Yep. What was his lifestyle? Was he wild and woolly? Was he...
How would Jay know his lifestyle?
Yeah, you because tell us.
You should tell us about his lifestyle.
I don't know anything about the guy. I'm saying...
You don't know the Gap Band? This feels like this would be in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, early in the morning, this song, he dropped a bomb on me, a party train. Come on. Some good jams.
Is that really a no, Doug? You really don't know anything about them?
I have the slightest idea who the Gap Band is. And I, my question about Ronnie
this
Wilson.
Song, you know.
Yeah, kind of. But it's not something that's...
It's a little too new for
familiar to me is Caramia.
He's
like
your age. I just don't understand.
One of the founding members. They were formed in the late 60s.
Right. Bill, do you have any other songs from them? Because clearly this isn't working. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Let's keep going. Clearly it isn't working, yes. The Carrie Bradshaw apartment. Why is this exciting? Carrie Bradshaw, the New York City apartment. This is the apartment they used in Sex and the City.
Yeah, they recreated it. It's iconic. Yeah. So Sex and the City fans can stay in a recreation of the apartment, an actual apartment building, through Airbnb. There are only 2 one-night stays available, $23 a night. That's all it's going to cost, but you have to go to the Airbnb website starting at 12 p.m. Eastern on Monday, November 8th, and kind of like submit your request. And if you are one of the two approved, you get to stay in this amazing apartment complete with a walk-in closet that has all of Carrie Bradshaw's clothes. You get a Sex and the City makeover. Sarah Jessica Parker, who plays Carrie Bradshaw, does a video like welcome package kind of thing and even will narrate kind of like your life when you walk into the apartment.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. This is big for Sex and the City fans.
Yeah. All right.
So, Doug,
so,
you got a request to stay?
What, for $23? Yeah, no. Although I didn't think the show was kind of a cute show. I like Mr. Big, frankly.
I would try to win this and give it to Victoria. She'd love it. Right. This would be cute.
Yep. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Driver Renia Zietlow and photographer Derek Collins concluded their cross-country road trip in the Volkswagen ID.4 EV as they reached their final stop at Volkswagen Group of America's headquarters in Herndon, Virginia. Upon arriving, Guinness World Records announced that the pair are awarded the title for the longest continuous journey by a non-solar electric vehicle in a single country. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The results are in. It was quite a surprise in the New Jersey gubernatorial race on Tuesday's elections. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a very slim margin. The so-called experts predicted a double-digit blowout. His GOP challenger, Jack Cittarelli, overcame an early deficit and lost by roughly one percentage point in the normally blue state. Congratulations are in order for Republican Glenn Youngkin, turning Virginia into a red state with his victory as governor. His term will begin in mid-January. It should be noted, Jamaican immigrant Winsome Sears won Virginia's lieutenant governor's race, the first woman of color to win that office. The husband of the cinematographer killed on the New Mexico set of Rust has reportedly hired a Los Angeles law firm that specializes in wrongful death suits. Matthew Hutchins, whose wife was shot and killed by actor Alec Baldwin, retained a law firm of Panache, Boyle, and Ravaputi. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As some Americans are frustrated with the federal government's COVID vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden, the CDC wants to start jabbing the arms of kids ages 5 to 11, the least affected age group since the pandemic began.
We are now expanding vaccine recommendations to more than 28 million children in the United States. Distribution of pediatric vaccinations across the country started this week, with plans to scale up to full capacity starting the week of November 8th.
It should be noted, 0% of kids in that age group lost their lives from COVID-19, and moms are speaking out on Fox News against any mandate for kids to be forced to take the vaccine.
It's great to have the option. If a parent wants to have a vaccine for their kid, that's an individual choice that should be made based on risk factors for that child. But no one should be compelled to get this vaccine because we don't need it for children, and there is no societal benefit to vaccinating children who are at greater risk right now from car accidents and from drowning than they are from COVID-19.
I'm just very uncomfortable with mandatory vaccinations for my children. As a mom, I want to make that decision. I want to be able to discuss with my pediatrician, ask these questions. I don't want to co-parent with the government. I don't feel like there's been enough clinical studies. I'm just not ready to vaccinate my children with COVID. And I feel like there's other alternatives. I feel like we could do same-day testing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, and where I am, it's just about dawn. Where Victoria is, about dawn too. Jay, are you still in Cleveland, or are you back in Nashville?
Nope, I'm still in Cleveland. Rocking in here for a little bit longer.
All right. So we're here. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. We're raring to go with the ladies were chuckling with me. I saw something. Tom Hanks was going to be paid $28 million by Jeff Bezos to take the space flight. And then I dug into it. Of course, headlines are not always, even though Victoria criticizes me because I bury the lead sometimes. Well, I went right for the lead. And it seems that Bezos has no shame. He asked Hanks to pay him $28 million to take a ride.
I don't understand that because it's $250,000 to buy your ticket on their website. So where would you get the 28 million? I don't understand this story at all. I'm more interested in Doug the ugly New Zealand potato that's the largest potato in the world.
Really?
And his name is Doug. Because he was dug up. Yeah, apparently there's a 17 and a half pound potato named Doug, spelled the same way as Doug, a person,
or
Doug
Steffen. Yeah.
Okay. And, this couple, they were weeding in their backyard.
Doug, D-O-U-G, was Doug, D-U-G, by somebody named Doug. Yeah, okay.
So this couple was, they were weeding their garden in New Zealand, and the husband's hoe struck something very large.
I'm sorry, what?
I know.
What did she do?
This is in the story. She struck something very large beneath the soil. It turns out it's a 17-and-a-half-pound potato, and it's really ugly, and it's twisted in lots of different weird ways.
Sure.
But it might be the world's largest.
Anybody know, you know how potatoes are planted, right? You know the story of how potatoes grow?
I do not.
Any idea?
Under the dirt?
Well, they're putting the dirt, but a seed potato is not really any different than a regular potato.
Yeah, you just cut it like a piece off, right?
You cut it where the eyes are. So if you've let a potato sit around, let's say, in a cold cellar or even in your refrigerator for a month or so, eyes will begin to grow or shoots will begin to come out of what they call the eye in the potato. That's the seed part. So if you cut the potato up, which is what happens, that's how potatoes are grown, you take a former potato, usable potato, it might have some rot on it, it might have something. We planted hundreds.
They can grow in water, right? I feel like this is like a grade school
hydroponic
experiment.
Anything can grow in hydroponic conditions.
What Matt Damon did to survive in The Martian.
Yeah, the poo potatoes,
exactly.
As he called them.
Yeah, poo potatoes. It's very interesting to see the contests that are held every year. The pumpkin, for example, is always the largest pumpkin contest. And I've seen some pumpkins grown that weighed 1,500 pounds. And they go to a county fair, some place like that where people... And so is this something that's grown in America or where was it grown?
New Zealand.
In New Zealand, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it would have... It perhaps... Is,
well, and just,
is
to, and just to add on to that, so this
it
year...
It goes in different directions because they put a whole bunch of cut-up potatoes together and they all grew together.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
My speculation. Anyway, you were saying...
And so to go back to your pumpkin thing, this year, in October of 2021, there was a new world record for the largest pumpkin, 2,700 pounds.
Really?
And it was found in, of all places...
That's a damn big pumpkin.
Woo! Yeah, and it was found in Tuscany, in Italy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know pumpkins grew there.
I love it there.
Yeah.
Well, you can grow a pumpkin anywhere.
Tuscany wine. Yeah, I like
it. Yeah. It depends on the soil. It's like anything else. The soil determines how the wine tastes, what the corn tastes like, what the potato tastes like, what the spinach tastes like.
Pumpkin, then, in Tuscany, in that soil? Wow.
Usually with something that big, though, it's tough.
It's, yeah,
it's
true.
Really, yeah. It's not... The better... They sell more baby spinach than... fully matured spinach, because the baby spinach is softer and more pleasant to eat
less
and
bitter.
It tastes better.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, less bitter. Thank you. That's a good way of putting it. There has been a survey done. It's called the American Survey of Values. And the question in this survey, it was actually not a question. It's kind of like when Steve Harvey is hosting Family Feud, which is a show I watch almost every night a little bit of. He's not.
I think
great.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I think it's the new Jeopardy.
It could be. So the following question was asked. That's what he started with, and then he'd make a statement instead of a question. Somebody should just cue him in a little bit, or maybe that's part of his charm. But anyway, so this survey wasn't a question; it was a statement, and the statement is: the American way of life needs to be protected from foreign influence. And the suggestions or the answers were you completely or mostly agree, completely
or
mostly
no to that?
Disagree. Okay, so here's how it shook out. People who had high school degrees or less, 62% agreed that the way of life needed to be protected from foreign influence. People who had some college, 58% of that group said that we needed to be protected from foreign influence. If you have a 4-year college degree, those folks... And there are a couple of thousand people on this survey, by the way. 44% of four-year college graduates said we need to protect ourselves from foreign influence. And people who have postgraduate degrees, the percentage of those who said we had to protect the American way of life from foreign influence, 36%. Those were people who agreed with the statement. The people who disagreed with the statement, you just flop it over, actually. That's all you have to do. But it's interesting that people who agreed...
That's such a broad statement. Because foreign influence, what does that mean?
We don't like
anything that immigrants give us as a culture? I mean, I'm the daughter of an immigrant, so I don't know how I would answer that question.
I think it could be anything about national security, right? It could be anything
about... It's so broad, yeah.
About China, it could be anything. I think the point is that college... I think we're seeing the result of a lot of years of very globalist indoctrination that's been happening in college campuses.
Yes,
and
I
so
agree.
Anybody who has higher education, it's really interesting, too. It's the same thing, like, if you looked at the polls this week coming out of Virginia, the exit polls, it was non-college educated women who made the difference. 15% more voted for Glenn Youngkin than did for Terry McAuliffe. So those are the stay-at-home moms that were more concerned, where the people who were college educated say, oh, you know, we kind of blow over the idea of critical race theory or of foreign influence. I think that's a really interesting split. And even David Axelrod and Van Jones were talking about this, that the more progressive party, the party that tends to embrace globalism, has kind of become out of touch with, I think, the concerns of, like, the middle class and middle class mm-hmm. Americans.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I think that that's a huge issue. And I think that might be something that's just being taught in universities and in.
We are really, you know what the biggest danger is? Pejorative teaching of teachers who have points of view that they want to have the students in there. They think their points of view are so important that they need to inculcate their thinking on the students that they have. There's way too much of that going on in schools. And maybe there's another part. There were two parts to this sort of poll. The second statement was how important, which is actually a question, is the issue of crime. And if you have a postgraduate degree, only 26% of those people thought that crime was a problem.
Well, it depends on where you
high
live.
School.
The more money you make, you're probably living in a better neighborhood. So crime is not top of mind if you're living in a better neighborhood and you make more money. I mean, that seems pretty straightforward.
It turns the other way around. I would say that people who are high school graduates or haven't finished high school are going to make less money than people who are college graduates, postgraduate degrees. Not always is that the case, but in this circumstance, I think that's a fairly good generality that you can take to the bank. High school.
Who did this study?
This is done by Public Religion Research Institute. All right. So there you go. And in high school, the answer to that question about crime, 53% of people in high school thought that it was important. So the less education you have, the more you think crime is a problem, and maybe that's because you don't have as much money and you live in a bad neighborhood.
That was my point.
That was what your point was, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, I just think it's important for us to take the temperature of people or to acknowledge or look at things like this just for conversation purposes. Our values are changing. You tease me about my age and things, and you have your own experiences, the three of you. I just find the value system in the country, maybe corrupt isn't the right way of looking at it, but certainly to me, it's so different, and there's so much corruption everywhere you look, whether it's in government, in business itself, in people's view of the world. I just find that religion is corrupt. Everything's corrupt. There's too much corruption. And how did we get to that point? Is it we just have too many people here, and that brings around the rallying cry for corruption? Is there too much information, not enough information? I don't know. I find myself I love life, and I love the life that I lead, and I'm very thankful for the life that I've had and am having. But I look around and I see, thinking about the homeless. I was talking to a friend of mine out in Los Angeles about the place that I am going to live in for the winter. And there's always the conversation about the homeless. And is that not in a country that is, I know this is a very liberal idea, but a country that is as well off as we are and taxed as heavily as we are, using the money that we do, I think, yeah. is the way
to
we
fix
use
the problem
money,
of people suffering on the streets.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the money that we waste on defense and the money we waste on entitlements with some people who don't, you know, screw the system.
We can talk about this all the time, and in California, we pass ballot measures all the time that give a that tax us an additional percentage point, additional half a percent,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Keep spending.
That money, but that money is not being used in the right way. And truly, until you get serious, and no one wants to talk about it, but until you get serious about forcing treatment, it's never going to be an issue. During the pandemic, you're never going to fix this. During the pandemic, there were hotel rooms being handed out to homeless people all across the city of Los Angeles. Free. Mm-hmm. Here's a hotel room key. Go get off the streets. It's the pandemic. Most people didn't use them. And the people that did, they came maybe for a day or two, and then they left, and they didn't want to live under the constraints of a roof. These are people who are not thinking right. And so the pretty answer is that, you know, it's all butterflies and rainbows, and we can try to help people, but that's not what's happening right now. You've got people who are severely mentally ill. You have mm-hmm. people who are severely drug addicted, who are not capable of making good decisions for themselves. And so it's really ironic to me that we can put Britney Spears under conservatorship for 30 years of her life, but we can't temporarily get people off the streets who don't want to because they've got meth
There's no money
system.
Involved. There's no money.
Just,
that's the corruption.
It's insane to me how one happens mm-hmm. in our society and the other can't. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think until we get really serious about that, it's just a waste of money because you're just putting money. Like, we even have this house building program, low-income houses. The median cost on the government housing that they're building for the homeless is $745,000 a unit.
That's low income?
That's exactly it. That's how much it's costing to build them because they give out no bid contracts to people who have helped get people
back to
elected
corruption.
In the city.
Yeah. It's all corruption.
Well, and the corruption's nothing new. It's just people can't hide it as much as they used to be able to once upon a time.
Yeah, no, there's always been corruption. Humanity seems to, you're right, Jay, lead to corruption. It's kind of frustrating to see all of this stuff. And to have us spend time, if we are going to talk about sort of the negative side of things, what drives us to the negative side? Oftentimes it's a political discussion, but there's so much more. It's deeper than that. 48 after the hour, this is the very deep DJV program.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins. They're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour, it's Thursday, November the 4th. This is Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Technically speaking, Victoria is in charge of these moments with her overview of things that most people, when you think about it, are affected by these stories from the world of technology, including the first one today. The Biden administration is requiring what, Victoria?
Well, they're requiring that civilian federal agencies fix hundreds of cybersecurity flaws with some bug fixes. And this is part of the new directive from the newly formed Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. This is called CISA. And we actually talked about that just a few weeks ago, how this was a brand new agency that had been founded because of all of the cybersecurity flaws and issues that we've been dealing with and hacks. Mm-hmm. And so this covers right now 200 known threats that cybersecurity experts have discovered between 2017 and 2020 that have not been fixed yet. And this also includes more than 90 flaws that have been found so far in 2021 alone. Federal agencies now have 6 months to patch these older threats, and they have only 2 weeks to fix the new ones that were just discovered within the past year. And so federal agencies are usually left to their own devices when it comes to this kind of stuff. But Now, as soon as President Biden got into office, one of the first things he did was an executive order on fixing cybersecurity flaws and patching them up. Now the CISA agency is moving forward with that and saying that, you know, we're at critical risk with over 200 known threats right now. And the fact that these companies and agencies have not fix them or have not dealt with them yet, it's totally inexcusable. Now, in March, we know that, so one of the things that CISA has pointed out is the Microsoft Exchange server flaw. Now, that was a big one. That was over emails from over 30,000 U.S. government and commercial organizations that were hacked by a Chinese group in March of this year. We talked about that during the tech report. That was a massive breach that people just didn't see coming at all. And so the SolarWinds, that was another huge one. That was the major hack back in 2020. So it's like we've got at least one major hack per year now. And so CISA has noted that the SolarWinds Orion API is vulnerable to an authentication bypass that could allow a remote attacker to execute commands. And so that has still not been patched from over a year ago now. So this is, I think, needed. Clearly, people are not moving fast enough on cybersecurity threats. And so now we're going to hear more, I think a lot more, about the CISA. That's going to be the new agency that everyone's going to talk about. And it'll probably be a Dick Wolf show soon enough, right?
There we go. Right. Law and Order, CSIA. General Electric has some news for you for Turkey Day. Stand by for that.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so General Electric appliances, are they all made in America? Where are General Electric stoves?
I don't know. That's a good question. You would think, but who knows?
Let's hope. All right, yeah. So anyway, what do they have for Turkey Day?
So if you have a General Electric smart oven or smart stove, you are in luck because they are doing a new software update called Turkey Mode, and it's for smart ovens that promises to take the prep and guesswork out of roasting a turkey for Thanksgiving. So it will arrive on over 500,000 GE appliances connected ovens and ranges this week via an over-the-air software upgrade. So if your smart stove is hooked up to your Wi-Fi, you'll get the software upgrade. And so all you do, I saw a demonstration of this. It's pretty amazing. So you just put your turkey in a roasting tin. You pop it in a cold oven. You insert the temperature thermometer probe that's built into the oven, and you push Turkey Mode. That's literally it. You can monitor it on your smartphone app. Sit back, relax. No basting, stuffing, brining, no preheating, none of it. And it comes out. And it actually can do anywhere between 12 and 20 pounds. And you don't have to do the math. It will actually tell you when the turkey's done. And the timer will sound gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
When the turkey's done.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. All right, that sounds like fun.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.